This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Weekly talk radio roundup here with a distinguished group of personalities, including Jennifer Horn from the DJV program and KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria Jones is here with us from the DC Radio Company. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden from Radio America. And Doug Steffen from points north, south, east, and west. We go through our list of the items, the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of November 4th to the 8th. So, the big stories, is the same kind of, I don't mean this in a negative sense, but it is sort of, I think the only thing that's breathing life into the election story is the fact that Michael Bloomberg appears to be shaking. You got to know that if the Huffington Post says that he ought not to be president, then he probably should be president. Then we have the impeachment.
Well, Doug, I got to ask you a question. Hi, it's Rick.
Hi, Rick. Is that Rick? Is that really you? Not an impersonator, but the real Rick.
Unbelievable.
Very good.
So you have had positive things about Michael Bloomberg to say in the past, and I'm wondering how the media would treat his comments about China, saying Xi Jinping is no dictator, and the Communist Party is swell because they listen to their people. Now, we know how the media treats Trump when he talks
really
about dictators
that way. Did he say they were swell? What did he say?
No, he didn't use the word swell. But no, he did say that Xi
is not a dictator. He should have. That would have made it better.
It would have, yeah. And he did say the Communist Party, quote, listens to the public. So I'm just wondering how the media might treat that, though.
Well, I don't have an answer to that because I obviously am not in the news media. I'm not interested in being in the news media. I take some of the work that they have and it makes for good conversation. There's a lot of controversy everywhere. It doesn't make a difference where you go, whether it's Ukraine or whether it's Russia or whether it's China. I don't trust the Chinese. I don't like doing business with them. I think they're out to screw everybody that they can, and whoever they can't screw, the Russians are going to. And that's just kind of the way it is in international politics. What I like about Bloomberg is that he has shown the ability to be able to bridge the gaps between people who may or may not like each other or want to really do business with each other, but they have to. The modern reality is, and this is not an excuse, it just is, as much as I don't like it, and I don't want to do business with the Chinese myself, and I stay away from Chinese products, but the bottom line is it's very difficult to be successful in this world in terms of marketing and selling things if you can't get into the Chinese market. They are not to be, I think they're cheats, crooks, liars, but that's, you know, you got to deal with sometimes cheats, crooks, and liars.
I have a lot of listeners who also agree with you about, pardon me, I just want to throw this in about not buying a Chinese product, especially if it's something that goes into your mouth. I buy my plastic Go cup from a company in Pennsylvania. I have a lot of listeners who don't trust Chinese manufacturers just like
for
that.
Good reason.
We know,
for good
yeah.
reason. Yeah, absolutely. Right. All right, Jennifer, you were about to pop in.
I think that it's an interesting conversation to have about Mike Bloomberg, but the question is, does Mike Bloomberg have a path forward in this primary? And at this late date, now we're in November of 2019,
can I ask you whether Hillary Clinton would have a path forward or Michelle Obama? Would she have a path forward if they jumped in at this point?
It's the same question I'm telling you. The reason why is that they are already they're really out of the race for Iowa. They're out of the race, really, for New Hampshire. That's why the indication that Mike Bloomberg's running is because he filed to be on the ballot in Alabama. So while it's interesting to talk about the potential of a Bloomberg run and the fact that he would have to, he'd literally have to spend a lot of money, and he's got it.
Got
so he could.
Money.
If he's really serious about it.
$100 million to get elected mayor of New York, he can spend the dough.
because the stipulations to get into the debates are getting higher and higher. He's going to have to spend a lot of cash in the coming weeks if he wants to even make the December debate.
Steyer has.
But, I mean, how much money has he
spent? But nobody knows who he is and doesn't make any difference
right.
at this point.
And he's also kind of paid for placement almost. So I think that Mike Bloomberg, and I actually said it, I think, a year ago when people were talking about, okay, as a Trump supporter, who do you think has got the best chance to beat him? And I have always said, I think Mike Bloomberg has a solid chance at doing that. But I actually amend that statement now because I think maybe he waited too long.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
I think it might be trouble for him.
For all of you, the essence of our system. And if a year away from the election, somebody decides to get in and they don't have a chance because of electioneering, election politics, party politics, whatever you want to call it, isn't it time for a change? When you look at what's happening in Britain, they have an election in 4 weeks. The Canadians have elections without a lot of advance work. If we can't muster up, or somebody like Bloomberg, who has the panache, the style, the knowledge, the ability, if he can't make it work in the system in a year, then we got a pretty sick system.
He's got a lot. I mean, he's very well known on the coast. So you have to remember where you're from because you know him because you live on the East Coast. He has a lot of work to do in the middle of the country. He even has a lot of work to do on the West Coast. You have to remember people have already started to put their candidates, you know, okay, I'm going to be a Biden person. I'm going to be a Warren person.
Yeah.
And the question is, does he have enough notoriety to actually make people switch?
It's a broader question. It's about anybody stepping in, anybody with $50 billion and name recognition, because he is known in Wisconsin. He's known in Detroit.
Sure. People know Bloomberg everywhere.
They have the capability to learn about him. There are a lot of news outlets. They can learn about him. They can learn about him fast, and they watch TV. But the way the system is set up right now, and the number of interests that there are, including financial interests, in keeping this unbelievable megalith going of basically a four-year campaign. No, it's very difficult for somebody to have a chance coming in late. We live in a four-year campaign cycle, and that's the way it is.
I don't have to like it. I don't have to give into it. I think that I would do whatever I could under the circumstances if he became a real candidate to tell people what I thought about him and why I think he's a good candidate, whether people like McFadden will say, well, he wants to control everybody's lives because of the size of the sugary drink you drink, or whatever. Jennifer, you come up with some of those things that...
I fundamentally disagree with him on climate change and on gun control. And so for him to paint himself as a moderate...
But is he honestly? Yeah, okay. So if you have a choice, really and truly, it isn't about Trump and his ability to govern... Well, Trump and his ideas. It's about Trump and his personality. And this is what gets everybody all worked up. It isn't that he can't or hasn't done good things, because he's done a lot of good things. But people can't deal, nor should they really have to, I guess, and from my perspective, with all of the dumb crap that he throws out there that's not presidential. I just, you know, when you come up with an idea of who's presidential, and you put the two of them next to each other, who looks, who acts,
who sounds... I voted for him because of it, to be honest. I voted for him because of it, and I'll tell you why. He disrupted things, and he actually put a stop to the backslide of the Republican Party. Republicans had no backbone before Trump. They let Democrats and identity politics run over them. And so if it takes an imperfect vessel like President Trump to bring some backbone back into the Republican Party, more power to him.
But there's no...
Let me ask you a question. This is not from any particular bent. Where is the backbone in a Republican Party that... is lockstep in a man that you know they speak privately, they despise for his personal habits, and they don't agree with on his foreign policy, and they don't agree with on a number of his internal policies, but they do not dare say so because they will be shamed on social media and they're afraid of losing their jobs. Where is the backbone?
You know that's not true, and we have
an
example.
True.
No, we have an example.
True.
Victoria, we have an example of where that's not true from just a couple of months ago, and that's with his decision to pull out of Syria. You had people like me going, ooh, I don't know if that's the best decision. You had people like Lindsey Graham. You have the Senate actually passing resolutions against the president. So it is not true that Republicans are not standing up against
them. It won't hurt them with the base because the base doesn't care about Syria.
Well, this is the time and place in politics. Look at all of the Democrats who voted for a sham impeachment with no evidence.
We're not talking about Republicans, whether they have a backbone with Trump. We want to talk about party politics.
I just gave you an example of where Republicans stood up against Trump. I'm looking for the example now about political parties and the Democrats having the backbone to stand up against a sham impeachment that they know has been cooked up since 2017.
I think there is something to talk about. I think backbone is, that's an interesting phrase, an interesting idea, an interesting position. The backbone of the parties, either of them, has been weakened a lot by social media. It was 18 after the hour. Calitrin has been the heart of weight loss, the soul of weight loss. It is the healthiest weight loss program in America. That's a big statement for me to make, but I know because I've used it. Weight loss, lose the weight. I don't have a real weight problem, but I gain weight during this time of year. From my birthday, from a couple of days ago to Thanksgiving, to the Christmas parties, to Christmas. Was that a happy birthday? Thank you very much, Victoria. First of the year, we even go to Valentine's Day if you want. Eat, 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 sweet, sweet, sweets, and you gain the weight. So if you start now to keep yourself on the straight and narrow, then you won't gain the weight. No stomach upset. There's nothing unhealthy about Calitrin. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. All natural ingredients. As a matter of fact, the main ingredient is collagen protein, which has been proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss. So let's get to the success story of you by you getting on to Calitrin and shedding those pounds. Go to Calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. See how the program works? Just one set of caps. You take four before you go to bed. That's it. It does the work. Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV and save fabulous amounts. They always have a great story to tell, and they also have great specials, free shipping as well. Calitrin.com. You're the winner. You lose the weight. You stay healthy. Calitrin.com. Get the best deal by using the code DJV.
Used vehicles are becoming increasingly popular with Americans as consumers look for more affordable options. But a recent Ally Financial survey conducted by the Harris Poll finds many people still hold outdated notions about them. It found about one-third of Americans think the average age of used vehicles at time of sale is more than 8 years old, when it's actually four. Additionally, consumers believe the price on average of a used vehicle is about $10,000, when it's more than twice that amount. Matt Arnold of Ally's Auto Team.
Many Americans lump all used cars into old clunkers, but today's used models have many of the same tax and safety features that new cars offer. They also have great quality and are running longer than ever before.
Matt says vehicle history reports and service contracts that cover repairs for cars no longer under warranty can help provide peace of mind for used car buyers.
Used cars can be a great alternative, especially when you consider the average new car price is almost $38,000.
For more tips, go to ally.com/auto. ally.com/auto.
Hey, my friend's company spent 3 days cleaning up an email phishing attack that targeted several dozen employees.
Yeah, if just one malicious email slips through, an attack can spread quickly and do serious damage.
What if that happens to us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Forensics and Incident Response.
So we're good?
Yes. With fast, automated response and remediation, all traces of the attack can be removed in less than 5 minutes.
Wow, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
We'll be right back. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Time to continue here on our Talk Radio Review. Every week we go through some of the items on the charts that are prepared by Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk industry, with radio professionals. Rich McFadden is here, ops guy at Radio America, Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, and joined also by Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria wants to talk about this boomer thing, so I have a Wikipedia definition. You ready? Okay, boomer is a dismissive retort often used to disregard or mock baby boomers. And I would tell you, those of you who are listening, each one of us are baby boomers. So,
just by
anyway,
the skin of my teeth.
Yeah, well, sorry, you made it.
I'm still here.
Anybody who's perceived to be old-fashioned, so we're out of touch, apparently, according to the definition, which I find extraordinarily offensive.
So,
and anybody who'd use that in my face would have, I'd have my finger right back in their face.
Explain the OK Boomer story to me, because I'm unaware.
Well, all right, Victoria, you wanted this time, so you take
it
up yourself.
I wanted it. Well, I came across it on BuzzFeed, which I read at night before I go to bed because I do the quizzes about, you know, what.
Not as right for
yourself to sleep.
Well, no, no. Things like, what mythical animal was I in a past life? And it's usually something like a griffin or a phoenix, things like that. And I came across a series of stories about OK Boomer. And I thought, oh, what's that? But it doesn't sound very nice. And they were all derogatory about boomers. It was very interesting. I thought, okay, there's a generational war. Bring it on. And it's not just millennials. It's not just Gen Xers. And it's Gen Zers.
Gen Zs.
And apparently, whatever the next one's going to be, I guess they'll go back to Gen A. They'll have to start again. Everybody is against boomers, apparently, because boomers ruined everything. Really? And basically, you don't have to have done anything, but you just say, okay, boomer, and you're dismissed. And there's no way back from that, because it's so dismissive and they turn away that there's no way back. But where it's so derogatory is that, of course, all boomers are placed in the same basket. And there are poor boomers, there are black, white, Hispanic boomers, there are rich boomers, there are female boomers, male boomers. Not every boomer was involved in the various decisions that have actually, in some
it's
cases,
so, it's like everything
about,
else
it's
in
so
the modern media.
I experienced this this week.
It's not even
when,
media. It's in the culture.
I'd have, and if it were you and me, Richie, I'd have one response begins, it's two words, one begins with F and the other with U.
Definitely, you can do that, and that's effective. But then you're just contributing to the rudeness.
Yeah,
who are they?
It's facts. It's facts. You just need to lay out the facts. And if you can back up your side of the story, you win every time.
You've already been dismissed and they're not listening.
Don't care. Don't care.
Right.
On Facebook this week,
I said, okay, boomer. Yeah. The right. thing is, we had a similar ageism insult. It was, okay, old man. Same thing.
Sure. Exactly.
Yeah,
same
it
thing.
Happens every time.
But and it goes along with the cancel culture, which is incredibly cruel. And President Obama spoke about it, and I think suddenly a lot of people who didn't know about it learned about it, and Ann Coulter astonishingly agreed with him, which is and is happening in schools
and
universities.
And why do we care what Ann Coulter says?
Because it was astonishing that she agreed with Barack Obama.
Yeah,
that's the only reason we
she's
do.
She's in the world for one reason only, and that's to promote Ann Coulter.
To anyway, promote next. Ann Coulter. But right. the cancel culture is you say what you just said, and I didn't like it. And it could be something very small, and I'm sitting in class with you, and I turn around and say, you're canceled. And suddenly on all social media, at lunch, you're canceled and all my friends cancel you and you cease to exist as a human being.
I would say that if you have friends,
I
wouldn't say that they were your friends.
Not as easy as that.
Under that circumstance. All right, Victoria, hold on. Rick, Rich, and Doug, as we continue on the Talk Radio Review for this week.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
This report is sponsored by First Response.
I was pregnant with my second baby when the Hurricane Harvey hit. My 9-year-old daughter, my mom, and the rest of my family of 6 were forced to leave our home. It was devastating. I dream of bringing my baby home to a warm, safe place, tend to Habitat for Humanity. We were able to afford a home for my family to grow. This Thanksgiving, we're proud to pay it forward with First Response as they partner with Habitat to build a safe and affordable home for another family in need.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A new phase of the impeachment inquiry begins this week with public hearings.
Lawmakers are still debating about the process, which begins on Wednesday. Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana.
Speaker Pelosi's decision and Adam Schiff's decision to prevent the Republicans from calling their own witnesses is just doubling down on stupid.
Also on Face the Nation, California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell.
We're going to handle that this week, taking up the Republican witness list, and we're going to be fair about it.
But Democrats do make clear that some of the proposed GOP witnesses are unlikely to be approved, like the whistleblower and Hunter Biden. It's going to be bitter cold this week, National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
When it comes to minimum temperatures, the mornings of Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we are looking at 80 locations that are expected to break low temperatures for the day.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
It's the first full week of November. It's the Talk Radio Review. Every week we get together, a group of us that are professionals in the talk radio field, News Talk Radio, Rick Jensen at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America in Washington. Yes, we're all elitist from the East Coast going through all this. I'm Doug Steffen, happen to be in Massachusetts. Well, when I'm not here, I'm in Calum, what are you? I'm not an elitist? What are you going
to do? No, I wasn't an elitist, but now I live in a blue state, so I guess that makes me an elitist now.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, blue, buddy. That must be. What are you doing about that?
I left Maryland because it was blue and went to Virginia because it was red, and that's where my wife lived.
That sure changed this past week, didn't it?
And then, by the way, I live in a blue state again.
offended. We are the Mid-Atlantic region, okay? All right,
yes.
We're different.
Excuse me. Right.
There you go.
It's with the Mid-Atlantic here.
We don't have in the top 10 an election story, per se, about the elections this past week, but why don't we spend a moment on it? Rick, you started this, so go through it.
What, in Virginia? I thought
Results anywhere. Yeah. We had some significant, like the Framingham election split. The city council is now split. This is the town where I live in Massachusetts. Council split just like the rest of the country. It's five votes for one. Right.
Real ironies happened here. For example, there were interviews with people who had voted in Virginia against Trump because of Trump's language and the things he says about people. It's horrible. So they had the election, and now they still have blackface governor, blackface the attorney general, and the lieutenant governor who's being accused of rape. They're still in Virginia, aren't they? Which I found to be amazingly ironic. And yet, also, remember the woman who flipped off the president?
She won
an election. Yeah. She won an election there. I know.
Yeah, just because she flipped off the president. Yeah, right.
Yeah, yep. Because he's such a dictator and wouldn't let that happen. So, right. I mean.
Well, you can't really stop her when she's on a bike and she's already done it.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
But
in this country.
In the Washington suburbs, it's a government town. And the government employees run this town, and mm-hmm. that's the way this. And the government
is growing.
Well,
it's the same in Los Angeles, Richie, with the entertainment business. Nothing, everything in Washington is connected to politics and government. Every business, everybody that lives there, and Los Angeles.
My neighborhood,
you can't
swing a dead cat without hitting some kind of consultant or government contractor.
Right. Exactly.
Or
that's
government
the same
employee.
In L.A. And there are probably not two cities like that anywhere else, at least in our country, that are so run by one circumstance. All right.
And to circle it back around, because of that, WTOP is the biggest, largest billing radio station
in the country.
In the country.
Huge.
Yep.
Makes more money than any radio station in the country because it gets those government dollars.
Yep.
Government contractor dollars.
Contractor dollars. Yep.
And there's even a federal news radio in this town.
Right. Right. Yep. And maybe 800 people listen to it, but it's the 800 people they need
to
listen to it. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the buys are made both on WTOP and WFED. It's the same. It's the same buy, basically.
Yep.
Okay.
And C-SPAN radio is you know, matters in this town. If you're on C-SPAN radio, you know this. It's because a lot of our listeners are like, yeah, C-SPAN radio. That's cool. I mean, you know, we love the radio station we're listening to right now, but we understand why C-SPAN radio is important.
One of the stations that's carrying this program is Wonk. In Washington, which is another station that's coming up the pipe pretty quickly.
Yes.
The real call letters are not WO and K. I forget what the call letters are, but it's called Wonk Radio. And they're
policy
locks,
the
policy locks.
That's all they're talking
about. That's right. Okay. So, OK Boomer was number 10 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine. Their research indicates number 9, discussion of health care. Number 8, a new strain of HIV has been discovered. That's been lost in the dust. Should be a conversation, though. ABC and the Epstein case. This is pretty interesting because a woman who is a reporter once again forgot, or maybe she did. Maybe she did it on purpose because she knew the mic was on and she wanted to get
Amy Robach
sort of back. Yeah.
Yes.
She accuses ABC News of burying the expose on Mr. Epstein, or Epstein, however you want to pronounce his name, who's still dead. Because the people in the royal family, somebody called from England and said, you better not do that. And so they
Alan
waffled.
Alan Dershowitz threatened.
He did on behalf of the royal family?
No, on behalf of themselves.
In addition to. Okay, all right, got it. And so there's, I haven't heard his name in this before. Is he?
He's caught
he's
up in
one
this.
Of the men.
Really?
He's one of the men, yes.
Well, I didn't know that. I knew it was Prince Andrew and a bunch of others. But and Clinton isn't going to come out of this very well either. Okay.
Clinton is alleged to have been there, but not one of the men. But
he
Dershowitz
watched.
Is alleged to have
he's
been
like
there.
He didn't
well,
inhale.
We don't know whether he was. We know he was. He is alleged to have been there. Dershowitz is one of the men alleged to have been serviced.
Really?
No, Clinton's. There's many stories of Clinton being
there. I know, but there. I'm saying in this instance, yes. Clinton okay. is alleged to have been there.
That's a service-based economy, after all.
He was just okay. watching.
No.
Mormons and the fear of being in Mexico. This is something, by the way, this by the number on this is number 6, the murder in Mexico. I was looking at a story of these families from our country burying the 9 women and children that were basically slaughtered along the border. And what, I guess I'm trying to figure out what the fear is here, other than if you're a Mormon, you better stay the hell out of Mexico.
Or if you're you ought to stay the hell out of Mexico.
Well, that maybe is true as well, yeah.
Especially driving in a rural area like they were in a
middle of nowhere,
big old suburban.
They were in a convoy. They were trying to get somewhere.
Sure, out.
Right.
Well, some of them were. One of them was moving to North Dakota, but they were trying to get. Some of these people had lived there for 20, 40 years, and they were actually on, a sort of truce terms with one of the local cartels who they sold gas to, and the cartel changed their tires. And in fact, after the shooting and the explosions, one of the local cartels, some of the members came with them to the scene. So there was a sort of truce, but the family have a slightly different account from the government account of what might have happened.
Yeah,
they say that it was not total wreckage. They say that it looked to them as though checkbooks and things have been rifled through. So they think that the victims did not necessarily die in a fiery conflagration, but that they may have been searched and massacred.
Mm. Yeah, well, but to what end and why were they there? And just the Americans, stay out of Mexico. That's basically the bottom line. Just don't go there. Don't support the government. Don't support what the lifestyle is like there. Just don't go there. End of story.
Meanwhile, this is the reason that Mexicans want to come here.
Yeah,
it's because of this.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No jobs.
If we were smart, we'd be figuring out how to tell the Chinese, straighten up your own backyard there, pal, or you don't get anything more from us. So we talked already about the China business. Well, number 5 is the withdrawal from the Paris Peace Accord. No news there. They've been talking about that for months and years. That'll, as soon as Trump's out of office, it'll go right back to where it was. Speaking of Trump, number 3, the tax returns. I don't get why at this point, everybody knows he doesn't want to, if he doesn't have to.
Because they can keep him from running next time if they get something on him.
Mm-hmm.
That's all of this is to try and keep him from being on the ticket next time.
Mm-hmm.
They know they're not going to be able to stop him now, but how can we keep him? What bombshell can we find that keeps him from being eligible to run next time?
Yeah.
Keep digging.
Shouldn't be so. Yeah, right, exactly. So, with the impeachment, which is number 1 this week, the Democrats have subpoenaed White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney in the probe. They're demanding his testimony, but aren't they going to just say, sorry, no? Well, why?
Of course.
Correct.
And the Democrats would expect that. That is one person, acting Chief of Staff, that's one person they would expect to flout the subpoena, because that actually is somebody who gives counsel to the president. Some of the other people are kind of iffy to flout the subpoenas, but Mulvaney really is giving counsel to the president, so not surprising.
44 past the hour, the talk radio review for this week. Here's something that delivers, a product that works, and people who have used power swabs will be happy to tell you about how well it delivers. It's a viable, long-term way to take care of the whitening and brightening of your teeth. So if you are interested in applying something to your teeth to make them whiter, if you're a smoker, or if you have had a lot of wine or tea or coffee, or whatever may be the case, if your teeth are stained and yellow, The ingredients in this product have been clinically studied. It's an all-natural tooth detergent combined with a whitening agent, and it lightens the stains in your teeth. Starts in 5 minutes. A couple of shades each time you use it. It's fabulous. No matter what the color is right now, you want a white smile, don't you? Want to have, that's a nice way for people to look at you and say, oh, wow, what a nice bright smile you have. So snap the tube, swab your teeth, and smile. In 5 minutes, you'll see things changing. You do it every 5, 6, or 7 days. Power swabs guaranteed to remove the stains and keep your teeth safe. That's something the others can't tell you either. It may remove the stains, but they eat away at the enamel. Your natural teeth you can service, cap service. You can service the veneers if you haven't. Call 800-208-1797. I think I've convinced you to do this. You've heard me talking about this for years. I've been talking about this product for 8 years on the radio. 50% off the retail price with the DJV code when you call 800-208-1797. And by the way, if I've been talking about it on the air for 8 years, it must work. So help yourself to a way to guarantee that white smile. It's 800-208-1797 with the DJV code that'll bring you success.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Griebel.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
It's the Talk Radio Review with Rick Jensen and Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, The People List, Amy Rohrbach, and number 9, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren is 8, Joe Biden and his son at 7, Bill Taylor at 6 with Alexander Vindman, Adam Schiff at 5, John Bolton at 4, Mike Pence at 3, Rudy Giuliani at 2, and Donald Trump at number 1. So we've pretty much gone through the things that are new to the week and the essence of some of the stories here. There's a subtext, because we are talk radio people, we tend to talk. This is, didn't make the top 10, but pretty much right under the surface. Alex Jones was in court again this week. You know him, the fear-mongering theorist, conspiracy theorist who makes the rest of us look good and he looks bad. Or I don't know whether he makes us look bad. I'm not sure how to interpret his impact on talk radio. A lot of people have listened to him. I don't know if they still are. This is the Sandy Hook story. Say what?
No relation.
Oh, no, no. No, nobody's going to confuse him for being related to you. Anyway, but what do we think quickly about this? He's in court. He's losing. He's going to have to pay a lot. Is this a warning to other talk radio hosts not to do the crazy stuff that he does? We used to be able to do a lot of crazy stuff.
Kill all the lawyers. Can't say anything anymore, especially crazy stuff like him.
Yeah, okay. So that may be the... it is the lawyers who are the ones that are making it here, and as in
There used to be freedom of speech in this country, no matter how crazy you were.
Yep, not anymore. You're right about that. Yeah, that's the sad truth of it all, Richie. That impacts us all, and it caps this discussion. Thank you, one and all. 10 before the hour.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 53 after the hour, time for our weekly Tech Talk review of the top five items on the list this week, according to the research Victoria Keelan comes up with. So we'll start at number five, as usual, makes a lot of sense, right? Go from five to one. Mm-hmm. Number five has to do with the grocery delivery and Amazon. Here they are getting into that game, Victoria.
That's true. Amazon has announced that its Amazon Fresh service, which is their home delivery service for groceries from local warehouses across the country, that's now going to be free for all Prime customers. In the past, it was $15 a month to keep in with that service on top of the $119 a year that you pay for Prime membership. So Amazon says that they're also, in addition to taking away that $14.99 fee, they're also going to be speeding up delivery times. They're offering one 1 and 2 hour delivery option windows in most Amazon Fresh cities, which is a really cool thing. Amazon also made Whole Foods Market delivery available from Amazon.com or through the app. Now, the reason they're doing this is because they have a lot of competition. Walmart now delivers right into your kitchen. We know that Instacart, Express Shoppers, they pay $99 a year, and they get free delivery for all grocery orders over $35. Peapod Shoppers, same deal. So Amazon really needed to step it up to, and even Target's doing grocery delivery. So Amazon definitely needed to step it up to stay relevant in that world there of grocery delivery services, which is kind of like the big story of the year, really.
Mm-hmm. Number four in the big stories of the week department, NBC Universal is going to do something that some of the other streaming services are not doing.
Yeah, NBC Universal's upcoming streaming service is called Peacock because, of course, the NBC logo is a peacock. And so what they're thinking about doing, they own Comcast. So they're thinking about maybe offering Peacock free, but you will have to sit through some ads. So they call it ad-supported. It's similar to how Hulu was in its earliest days. You didn't have to pay for Hulu, but you did have to sit through the ads. So Peacock is not launching until next April. I think they're maybe still tweaking some things. They've got some new NBC series that are coming out. Punky Brewster, they're doing a reboot. Battlestar Galactica, which was a sci-fi nerd show, they're going to bring that back. And they have, of course, The Office. That leaves Netflix in 2021. That's going to be their biggest property. So we'll see where it goes. But all the streaming services, I think, are still going to try to figure out how to get everybody on board, since there are so many options at this point.
Number three is a focus on Microsoft and what they're doing with their workforce.
Microsoft did something kind of cool. In Japan, they tested out a theory that if you work only 4 days a week and you have a three-day weekend, that productivity might go up. And it turns out they were correct. Productivity in this company where they tested this out, they had basically every Friday the office was closed. So you had Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They worked from Monday through Thursday, and productivity went up 40% compared to the same period the previous year. So the effects, they say, were widespread. More than 90% of Microsoft's 2,280 employees in Japan who took part in this said that they were impacted positively. So this might actually start to spread. Japan usually starts with these weird kind of, or what we think are a little bit offbeat with working conditions, but you never know, it might spread.
Number two, new guidelines for your password.
Yes, this is something that's really interesting. We all know you should never repeat a password twice on any two different accounts. The reason for that, all these accounts get hacked. They're all suffering from data breaches. If someone gets one password from one account, they're going to try it in every other account and probably gain access to your stuff. So the new guidelines are, don't worry about all the confusing numbers and characters and capital letters and lowercase letters. Just use phrases instead. And maybe the easiest thing is to just use a few lines from your favorite movies. So if you have just a phrase, that's actually going to be long enough to give you a very secure password, and it's easy to remember. So everyone needs to kind of like calm down a little bit. People are freaking out over their password security. Just use some phrases that you can remember, and you'll be fine.
Easy. Number one, a couple of former Twitter employees have been charged with being bad guys.
This is the story that actually sort of developed almost every day this week. Something new came out. Two former Twitter employees have been charged with spying on user accounts on behalf of the Saudi Arabian government. Fun. The Justice Department announced the charges after one of the former employees was arrested. His name was Ahmad Abu Amo. He was charged with spying on three Twitter accounts on behalf of the Saudi government. Another former employee was charged with accessing data on more than 6,000 Twitter accounts, including one tied to a confidant of the murdered journalist Jamal Khashoggi. A third man, prosecutors said, acted as an intermediary between the employees and the Saudi government. He was also charged, but they still have not found him. And, of course, this is all tied back to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. So these are our friends.
There you go. Are they?
I don't know.
Not mine. At 59 past the hour, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan here.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.